Assistant coach and Park City alum Gavin Sear will travel with the team as he is taking the place of Sharon Ellsworth Nielsen, who is a debate teacher at the high school. She's been coaching for 6 years and says the program has exploded with about 150 kids now taking classes.
We began 5 years ago with one class, and then Bob O'Connor went to Treasure to say, let's bring some 8th and 9th graders on. Let's teach these kids these important life skills also. So we had two classes, then three, and for the last 3 years, we've been functioning with four semester debate classes.
Not all kids taking debate class join the team, but Ellsworth Nielsen points to the benefits of students learning deliberation skills.
They come to us awkward and unsure of themselves, and they leave much more comfortable with presenting themselves and understanding how to organize their argument and how to evaluate the arguments and opinions of others.
The assistant coaches are college debaters, and they, along with many on the team, have pushed themselves to compete on a national level. Sear graduated from Park City High School last year as a decorated debater. He says there is nothing that has had a more profound impact on him. The critical thinking and communication skills, he says, are great tools for success in college.
The people who do debate tend to be some of the most compassionate and understanding people out there. Because when you have to debate both sides of an issue constantly, you can't help but develop understanding and empathy and just become a better person.
Sear says persistence is needed to be successful, and when in debate competition, it demands preparation and quick response.
I'm coaching right now that I've been working with called Public Forum. They are not going to know which side they're debating in any given round until they show up for the round. They'll flip a coin, and the winner decides which side they're debating on. And between the time that they know what side they're debating and when they have to begin speaking, it's maybe 60 seconds.
Ellsworth Nielsen says two team members are in South Africa teaching students debate skills, hoping they'll join in international competition next year. Five students will go to the Nationals in Dallas. They'll compete in three separate events. Ellsworth Nielsen says they brought Sear and a second assistant college age coach, Sage Miller, on as coaches because of their debate skills. Both have debated with the University of Utah. She says the high school students look up to skilled college debaters like Sear and Miller. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.